Mélodie comment?
Mélodie Nelson.
I went off to Tokyo directly they'd had the nuclear disaster to sing a sort of concert there for the morale, for the Japanese, who had always been very, very good to me and to Serge. Then I came back to Paris and my agent said, have you forgotten that you're supposed to be doing 6 concerts for the United States? And then suddenly I said, if the man who was playing the piano in Tokyo could accompany me, then there would be some point to it.
Mélodie Nelson a les cheveux rouges et c'est leur couleur naturelle.
Now the real reason of being with the Japanese, of it being because of that particular terrible event that happened in their country, no longer exists. It's no longer 20 years after Serge's death, but 22 years after. But it still is one of the most beautiful concerts that I've ever done. For the first time in my life, I suppose because Serge has been dead for 22 years, it's actually rather gay to do.
Elle avait de l'amour pour vous.
Mélodie Nelson.
Mais elle en avait.
The Japanese have a wonderful way of living, maybe because they were born on an island with a dirty great crack down it and that anything could end at any minute. A very special way of enjoying every minute that they're around and not regretting the past too much. It's brought a different sort of aspect to my life and I think that I'm very lucky to be with them. I think Serge would more than have approved. Of course he would have found his way to get up on the stage and be with us. It would have been irresistible for him. But I think that he would find Nobu and the girl who sings Shabam Pablo was most attractive. And I think the whole thing would have ended with great frivolity on the stage and he would have been simply delighted.
Some of the songs, kind of sexy, caused a bit of a scandal, some of them. Does it feel strange singing those as an older woman now?
Jane B, he wrote for me at the very beginning when I was 20. And I do have to say, âge entre 20 et 21. And I'm always waiting for somebody to hop up saying, no, what, 20, 21, when you're 60.
Because you are coming to London, did Serge like London?
Serge adored London. We spent every single Christmas of our life together, which was 12 years. Serge was in a sort of dream of how exotic England was. Of the look at the buses, look at the telephone boxes, look at the letter boxes, look at the what's it called, haggis. He said, "This is if it had come from China, it couldn't have been more exotic."